this is the time traditionally when we begin to see increased influenza activity in North Carolina. Last week, our state health department upgraded North Carolina's influenza activity from sporadic to regional, which just means that we're seeing more influenza activity across the state.
All right, and maybe we should clarify or further define that term peak. Exactly what does that mean?
The peak, of course, we can only determine at the end of influenza season when we can look back and say, oh, well, this was the time where we saw the greatest number of cases in per unit time. And that has traditionally been during the month of February, late February, early March. The exception to that is 2 years ago when we had the severe outbreak of influenza, which occurred in mid-December.
Why is it towards the end of the winter when we usually see the peak?
I don't know whether I can really answer that question, except that's just the usual time when just determined by the pattern of global spread of the virus in this hemisphere and around the country.
And you said we were recently upgraded from the sporadic status, so it sounds like thus far it hasn't been a real tough flu season.
No, it has not. And I think the reason for calling attention to it at this time is not to report that we're having a problem, but perhaps to do what we can as a community to prevent increased or unnecessary incidents of influenza. We always do this in the fall when we roll out our community-wide influenza vaccination campaign, and then it kind of gets forgotten until we're in the midst of an outbreak. So I think the message for everyone to hear right now is that we don't have an increased number of cases, and if we can put into effect some of the personal protective measures, perhaps as a community, we can keep the number of cases that we'll see in Charlotte-Mecklenburg to a minimum.
Okay, and I think we've heard these suggestions before, but give us a couple of the top bits of advice for avoiding the flu.
Sure, just reminders. And if you had to boil it down to one, and I only had the chance to give you one, it would be wash your hands frequently. But particularly before you eat and after you've had contact with other people, such as handshaking or touching objects. Also, avoiding hand-to-nose and hand-to-mouth behavior will help keep it, germs that are picked up on the hands from entering the nose and mouth. And that's primarily how those viruses enter our bodies, is through the nose and mouth. Avoid crowded places where there are high-density number of people, particularly in closed areas. The usual things: get enough sleep, balanced meals, and plenty of exercise. And then the other thing that I think is really important, not only for seasonal influenza prevention, but also as we start thinking about how we can combat a pandemic flu situation when and if that ever occurs, and that is, if we feel like we're coming down with something or getting sick, stay home. You will recover quicker, and you will not expose your coworkers to whatever it is you have. Same goes for children. If your child is sick, keep them home from school so they don't expose their classmates.
And what about flu shots? Is it just too late for that this season?
Well, it's never too late. The problem is the availability of flu shots, and there are not too many practices that I know of that have any left, and that certainly is the case for the health department as well.
Dr. Keener, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.